I'm not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stop keeping track. Talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. And I know someday that it'll all turn out. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet.
Good morning, and you're listening to Love in the Morning with Marnie Galison. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. We have a great guest ahead of us today. It's a Monday morning. I hear the sun is coming out in New York, and I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend, a wonderful Father's Day weekend, and you're starting off your morning on a great note. And how can you not with music like that? It just immediately puts me in a good mood. So today's guest is Andrea Sirtash. She is the author of a book called He's Just Not Your Type, and that's a good thing. How to Find Love Where You Least Expect It. Andrea has contributed to over a dozen relationship advice books and is the editor of How to Survive the Real World and How to Survive Your In-Laws. She is a regular advice columnist and contributor to numerous popular sites, including Yahoo, The Huffington Post, and Oprah.com. And she's been a guest on a lot of shows like The Today Show and NPR, among others. And it's a real pleasure to have her here with us today, because I read He's Just Not Your Type, and that's a good thing, and I was blown away. I loved it. So thank you for coming on today.
Thanks so much, Marnie, and thank you for reading it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's a pleasure to have you here, and I recommend, we're going to talk a lot more about it, but I recommend to all my listeners to go out and pick it up. When you go into the relationship advice section of the bookstore, it's almost overwhelming how many books are there. And I was thinking to myself this morning, about, 50 years ago, would you find so many books on this topic? And I was curious when those books started to really come into, the publishing, because it probably is, we'll talk about this in a little bit, a reflection on where we are as a society. But if you go into the bookstore and you see all those books, you might not necessarily know which is the good book to pick up. And definitely Andrea's is. So before we start talking about specifically He's Just Not Your Type, and that's a good thing, just by way of background, how did you become a relationship expert?
Well, my background actually is as a journalist. So one of the first assignments I was paid to do was to interview 200 to 300 daters for a book called How to Survive Dating. And, I would say after the first 20 people, I started to hear the same themes, the same complaints, the same issues. I'm sure, Marnie, you encounter this a lot. And I realized, wow, there's an issue here that we're all kind of talking about the same things. So from this book, I went on a bunch of radio shows to promote it. And organically, things grew from there. I also went through life coach training. So I could work with clients one-on-one, but really I'd say as a journalist, just being in the fields, working with daters, interviewing daters since about 2002.
So it became a very fascinating topic to you.
Absolutely. Yeah. There was no shortage of, and to your point, I mean, it's a booming industry. I certainly didn't go into it for that reason, for the business side of it. I love helping people, and love is one of the most important things. It's obviously a priority to so many people, to find it, to be loved, to connect with people. So in that way, I loved being in the love business, but I also realized, wow, people have an insatiable appetite for this, and I want to offer some new perspectives, I hope, that maybe they haven't heard.
Which you do, because what your journalism background comes through in your book. It's extremely well written.
Thank you.
There are some books that have a great message, but the writing is frankly unimpressive. So you write really well, but then you do, I think, accomplish your goal of helping people, because your message is very logical. It's very logically spelled out. I'm someone who's very left brain like that and very analytical. And I think she makes her arguments very logically, and you illustrate them with so many examples. And I think people really learn from the examples that you spell out in your book. So I thought you hit all of those fronts, helping, but in a very effective kind of sensible way.
Yes, thank you. And I will say definitely the journalism background in that way, as you said, came out, because the best advice I can always share, I believe, is from listening to people and sure. getting their stories and, you know, sharing that. So that's a big part of my process.
And too, I would think as a journalist, you're always paying attention to what's going on around you, gathering information, and all of that information is, you know, lined up properly in the book, and that comes through too. So again, because the message, he's just not your type, maybe it's been said before, sure, but I think you bring a new, unique way of saying it to your book. I have a question though, because obviously this is written towards women, and usually women are the women who are the people who buy the advice books. But do you have, or did you have more male coaching clients at any point?
I absolutely have worked with a lot of males. Actually, I used to host a show called On Dating, produced by NBC Digital Studios. Mostly men were writing in, and I don't know, you know, why that was. Maybe because a lot of the show lived online and the men were engaging sure. with technology differently. Who knows? But this book has a big, red heart on the front. Clearly, it's being marketed to women, but a number of Amazon reviews are from men who I don't know, which is really exciting.
Sure.
So, yes, I did. I mean, to be honest, I had a woman in mind when I wrote this book. I pictured her, in my age range, kind of like the women I had interviewed for the book. That was my demographic. But I'm glad that it's resonating with others.
I think a man who reads the books directed towards a woman will have a real insight into the woman's mind and the way women think.
Good
He'll
point.
Be an advantage.
Yeah.
So the women have to buy the book and then give it to their guy friends. So let's talk about some of the big premises before we get into some of the specific advice you give. One thing that you said in your book, which I really found very astute, because I have a similar mindset. You said you don't believe in bad luck in dating, just bad choices. Mm-hmm. Can you explain to our listeners what you mean by that?
Well, and a lot of people react to that one, I'm sure, when you say it as well. I find that we are all victims of our patterns. I am as well. I am very much a central figure in this book. I made a lot of mistakes, so I'm not, I'm guilty of it too. But of course, Einstein said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting results. If you keep ending up in a pattern where you're with a guy, you're not sure if he's interested, you start to become really insecure, you're just not your best self. That's what you have to pay attention to, more than who this guy is on paper. Because if you get distracted by all the superficial criteria, it's not about how he looks, it's about how you feel.
Sure, and that's a big theme that comes through the book, how you feel. But as a jumping point about that, it's not about bad luck in dating, it's about bad choices. I write a blog, and some of my listeners may know the blog. It's sundayatnoon.blogspot.com. You can find it on my website as well, sundayatnoon.com. And I wrote a blog that actually made me very similar to the book's topic today in December of 2010, called The New Year's Resolution for 2011. And it was basically get rid of your type. So similar theme as your book. And someone responded, well, what about the thought that someone's just not lucky? And I just think that that's a cop out. Mm-hmm. That is making an excuse for things that are happening to you and not being proactive about making things happen for you. So I really personally do not like that. I think that that's, you're living in a city with millions of people, thousands of single people. What are the chances that you've just, can't meet somebody? Maybe it's how you're going about it. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. Actually, I call it a love label. And you know that from the book, we all wear labels. I'm unlucky in love. I'm always the friend. I'm always dumped. These are really self-defeating, because you will collect evidence to prove that to be true. I guarantee it. So your perspective affects your results. And in that way, it's not about bad luck. It's, make new choices. You'll start to probably have better luck.
And to that end, you also mentioned can't is a lazy and passive way of saying I won't. How did you come up with that? I think that's brilliant.
Oh, thank you. Well, a lot of clients I was working with said, I can't do online dating, for example. Well, you can. Right. You can enroll. You can sign up. What do you mean you can't? I think it's more empowering. At least own it. If you won't, at least take some ownership over that. Again, choice. It's a choice you're making. Over 40 million people are dating online. It's a very viable way to meet people today. And if you won't, you won't. But don't say you can't.
Right.
So that's what it's
really
about.
Let's come clean. Let's call a spade a spade. And if exactly. you're going to say you won't, we'll address you won't do this.
Yes, exactly. Or I can't date someone who lives in another city.
Right.
Well, okay, why?
You can make it happen. You just can. Don't want to.
Right.
So let's be on the same page. We have so much more to come, but we need to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Looking to meet Mr. and Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please join us starting Monday, May 2nd at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Please tune in and call as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back. You're listening to Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on The Talking Alternative. We have a wonderful guest today, Andrea Sirtash, author, columnist, media spokesperson, and all-around dating relationship expert guru. She really has a great message in her book, He's Just Not Your Type, and that's a good thing. And just before we get back to our guest, I want to remind all of our listeners, if you haven't already, to become a fan of the Talking Alternative fan page on Facebook, and that way you can get alerted about programs that are coming up during the week. You can write in your questions if you have any, if you're too shy to give us a call. If you want to give us a call, the call-in number is 877-480-4120. And we're happy to answer any questions that you may have. And of course, for those of you who are just getting to know me, I'm Marnie Gallison, host of this program. I'm a professional matchmaker in Manhattan. You can find my fan page on Facebook, Marnie Gallison, NYC Matchmaker, Become a Fan. That way you can get alerted about articles that are of interest, the blogs that I write, lectures I offer, events that I throw, and much more. So we're back with Andrea. Before the commercial break, we were talking about your background and how you came to write this book because of what you were hearing, consistent themes over and over again. So let's talk about the big picture before we talk specifically. You talk about dating your non-type and why that can help you potentially find the one. So what do you mean by that? And what exactly is a non-type?
Great question. Yes, it's important to know that as you as we discuss the book.
Right.
So a non-type is basically the guy you don't usually go for. There could be a bunch of reasons. It's not always a physical thing. You know, we think whenever I say date a guy who's not your type, people automatically assume I mean if he has brown hair, date a blonde. That's not what it's about. It's just getting out of your own way. And really, a non-type is someone you may not have considered dating because perhaps he lives in another city, he's of a different age range than you're usually comfortable with, maybe he's divorced, maybe he has kids. Things that were on possibly your checklist in the past that really aren't deal breakers, and you come to realize that. So a non-type is basically a guy you really haven't tried dating yet. An extra, you know, if you always date extroverts, your non-type would be an introvert, that kind of thing.
Now, what would you say to those that say, you're just saying, Andrea, you're telling us to settle?
Well, I dedicated the book to women who should never settle when they settle down. So I definitely do not believe in settling, but I think we have to redefine what settling means. I think you're settling when you just add up superficial, you know, lists on paper. I think we're not marrying a piece of paper, obviously. So I think you should never settle for less than feeling clear. For feeling supported with someone, for feeling excited about someone, never settle for less than that feeling. But that's what I mean by, you know, I define settling differently than some other people. You could be with a guy who's not your physical type, for instance. You know, I would never date a guy bald. I would never date a guy who's this height, whatever, you know, let's say those things. And then you share a passionate kiss. You start to fall for his humor, his intellect. And you won't feel like you're settling when you're with, I mean, Sex and the City is the perfect example with Charlotte and Harry.
Sure.
For those who watched that. But she was with a perfect man who wasn't the right match for her. And then she married a guy kind of schlubby, you know.
Right.
And but no one, if they watched the series, thought she was settling.
Sure, because she was happy.
She was happy.
And that's what it comes down to. And you make that point with numerous examples in the book. And that's why no matter whoever's listening today, you're going to get a lot of information, but it doesn't replace reading the book because there's so many illustrations of how this works in real life.
Right. Every woman I interviewed for the book said, I didn't mean to fall in love with him. He wasn't my type. He wasn't what I was looking for. He wasn't on my checklist. But you know, after getting to know him and I started to daydream about him, I didn't know why. It didn't make sense to me. I was just drawn to this person, and none of them feel they settled or regret it. So
sure. You know. And now obviously when people say, well, how does this work in real life? I mean, come on, this sounds good in theory. You point to your own story, as you alluded to earlier, and this is living proof, which I'm sure was a part of the genesis of this book. So tell us your own personal story.
My non-type story.
Yes.
Michael, my husband, wonderful sport, because I've gone all over media,
yes,
all over the place,
that.
Saying he was so not my type. I was not into this guy. He was a friend, great guy for other people. Nice bohemian kind of, not super bohemian, but artier than the other guys I'd met. So my type was a little more conservative, a little older. I was the free spirit in those relationships. And then my friend Michael comes along and goofy, just different from my usual choices. But I had more fun with him. I felt more myself with him. I always say it's not just about who the guy is. It's about who you are with him. I was a good version of myself, and I started to get a little curious a number of years into our friendship. So it wasn't, you know, it was a slow burn. And a lot of times we women fall in love more emotionally than we realize. And that's kind of the genesis of that.
Now, you mentioned in your book that you were dating someone for about 5 years before you met or you got romantically involved with Michael. How long had you known Michael? How many years before you became an item?
Well, I knew him in a peripheral way. Our siblings are very close friends. And he was it's a very cliched story. He was kind of the boy next door where I grew up in Toronto. So I knew him not well, but I knew him for years. I mean, I'd say 8 years, something like that. What And when I was with my ex-boyfriend, who I lived with, who's a fantastic guy. I mean, perfect guy, wonderful guy. Michael was, just a friend kind of in the neighborhood casually. I didn't think much of him at the time as a romantic prospect.
If someone had told you 8 years prior, this is who you're going to marry.
Never.
And buy a beautiful place in Brooklyn, you would have said you're out of your mind.
I would absolutely have said that.
Sure. Now, that I'm just curious, the man you mentioned that you live with in California, he sounded so wonderful, and yet you said something was missing. Could you ever articulate what it was, or it just was you didn't have that feeling?
Yeah, it goes back to the feeling. So I think when you're with the right match, it's a feeling, not a thought. And we over-intellectualize love. Love doesn't live in the head. It lives in your, hopefully, in your heart, in your body. And so I can't really pinpoint exactly what was wrong. He is so fantastic. It's really hard to do that. But I knew that I should have a different feeling. I think he knew he should have a different feeling before we walked down the aisle.
Sure. And I'm also living proof of your book, because I'm dating someone who is a non-type. We'll talk about the different types of non-types on a few levels. Divorce with kids. And I'd never dated someone who was divorced with kids. A little bit more religious than I was accustomed to. Some other differences. But ultimately, he gets me. And I think that's the message that really comes out, is someone needs to get you. And if they don't get you, then there's a lot of friction, or it might not even be a palpable friction, but it's not that comfort level of like, wow, whatever I say or do, it's going to be accepted because he understands where it's coming from. And I think that's the overarching picture you paint in your book.
Absolutely. And I should say quickly, on a first date, you can use this litmus test. I always say we overthink dating in general. So on a first date, the question shouldn't be, can I marry him? Can I have his babies? It should be, am I having fun now? So yes or no. Am I curious to learn more about this person? Yes or no. That is it. Do not pass go. Do not collect. Is it. Because if you're 500 steps ahead, you might sabotage a connection you're making. And it's good to just be present to how you're feeling.
That's great advice. Now let's go back to even getting that person on the date. What if someone says to you, but I just can't, meaning I won't, date someone who is not X, Y, and Z. I'm just not attracted. And how do you respond to this? I know we both do some coaching.
Yes.
But what do you say to those women?
Well, I have too many examples to disprove that. We don't always know. There's a lot of research I can point to. Mm-hmm. We don't always know. We know if we're turned off by someone. And don't get me wrong. If you're on a first date with someone, you're absolutely turned off, annoyed, that's not your match. I'm not saying stick it out, wait around. You'll suddenly. But we're not always the best predictors of who we're attracted to until we're in front of that person, engaging with that person. So I just sometimes want to allow people to give themselves the chance to see.
Sure. And there's so much more to say about that, especially on the attitude and mindset that you go into a date with. But we need to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Talking Alternative.
Welcome back. You're listening to Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on The Talking Alternative. And just to remind our listeners, our guest today, Andrea Sirtash, author of several books, but today's book that we're focusing on is He's Just Not Your Type, and that's a good thing. And before the commercial break, we were talking about what to expect from a first date. And before we get into the specific non-types, this is a topic that really, for me, is so relevant because what I do for a living is set people up regularly on first dates. After that, they go on second, third, fourth, 15th, and I'm not actively setting it up, although I'm always trying to stay in the picture, you know, keeping me in the loop. How's it going? I offer relationship advice once my clients get into relationships, and that's a fun part because it's helping them understand the women or the men that they're dating with some additional insights. But sometimes I'll meet resistance trying to set up a date because I hear, oh, he's not my type. I like this. I like that. And sometimes she's not my type. And I'll be honest, I give men more leeway on this.
I agree with you. This is a hard thing to admit, but I don't think men are as likely, especially when it comes to physical. They are more visual. If a guy, I'm not saying a man can never come around. Men are open-minded. Some men are very open-minded. The process of falling in love looks different for a woman.
That's a great way to put it. If I'm sure that your husband, Michael, right, was attracted to you the minute he met you. And if the man is not attracted from the get-go, you're really not going to change that. It's very difficult to do.
Yes.
Whereas women, we know through your research and all the women you've spoken to, which is really the field research that you put into this book, and all the people that I speak to, it's very possible. It's very probable, actually, that that could change for the woman if he's a good guy. So your advice in the book, and I actually thought this was very interesting, was really your own. The expectation is that the first date is an opportunity to spend time with someone new and see if there's potential for more.
Yes, that's it. It's a first date is a first meeting.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be perfect. In fact, it's very rare that it's perfect. Dating is awkward. It can be very uncomfortable, anxiety producing. And it's not, you know, you don't have to, again, as I said before, you don't have to know I can have babies with this man. You're too many steps ahead. You just have to know I'm enjoying myself right now.
And is this a good person?
Yes.
Is this the kind of person I might be able to see myself with? You make the point in the book that the visualization of what Prince Charming is going to look like can often be way off. And you meet, quote unquote, Prince Charming. And I'm not even going to, you have to buy the book to read this chapter or this section on meet the perfect man. I'm not even going to say anymore because you walk the reader through logically what that means and what it doesn't mean. And at the end, you've made a really effective point. Your perfect man can be so many different things. And I think that we talked about on the commercial break, a similar book, but similar message, but slightly different spin is Marry Him by Lori Gottlieb. And in her book, as we both know, she talks, well, the title is Marry Him, the Case for Settling for Mr. Goodenough. And I didn't love that subtitle because it's not really what she's saying.
Yes.
But what she's saying is that your guy might be nothing like what you pictured him. So your message is similar. I think the difference is that some people find her book depressing because it's a cautionary tale from someone who at 41 has not met her guy and regrets some of the decisions that she's made. Mm-hmm. Your tale is like, look at what I've done. Look at this example, and you can have this too. And I found happiness in a way I never expected. Would you agree with that kind
Absolutely.
Of distinction?
I think Lori and I arrive at the same point, more or less, saying, stop, you know, focusing on the wrong things. To find the right person, it really, you have to go deeper. So I think we both really believe that. But, you know, I try to, my book hopefully is empowering, inspiring, and upbeat, even though I have, you know, I admit I made a lot of mistakes. So I certainly am not, I hope, presenting myself as I did it perfectly. Watch
sure.
this. You know, it's nothing like that. But it's still hopefully an inspiring read where, and that's the feedback I've gotten. I put this down and I decided to take risks in a new way. And I was excited about it. The risks, you know, getting outside the comfort zone is always scary, but you made it fun. You made it seem interesting. And now I'm excited. So that was what I wanted to leave the reader with.
Why do you think so many women, and I personally think there's a certain type of women, but have this idea that's not working for them and why they won't abandon it? Why do you think that is?
Have an idea of
he's got to be a banker with, you know, X 6 feet tall and the types of things that they put out there. And anything shy of that is not going to make me happy.
Yes.
Why do you think that's so ingrained in the mindset?
Absolutely. I mean, some of it, we don't even realize it's ingrained from our parents or their list of who we should be with. You may remember, I also said I hate the word should. I would replace the word should with the word want if you want to make better, authentic decisions. So instead of saying I should be with a banker, tell me why. What's the value behind that? I always say that to women. Why do you want to be with a banker? Because we know from recent history that these jobs come and go. So you better like more than that in that guy. What is it? Well, do you want to be with someone hardworking and driven? If the woman says yes, I say, okay, that's better to put on your list than a banker. Write the value down. I want to be with someone who's passionate about his job or driven or, you know, write that down.
Sure. I once set up a date and I asked the guy after how did it go. And he said, well, she's pretty and she seems like a nice person, a quality person, but we didn't really have anything in common. And I thought, well, isn't that enough in common already? You're attracted to her and you think she's a quality person and you had a nice time. Do you have every single interest aligned? No, and you don't need to. I just almost heard it like, what am I missing here? That's enough reason to go out again. If you had said I wasn't attracted, that'd be the end of the conversation.
Absolutely, yeah.
Let's take a moment. You break down the types or the non-types into three different kinds. So I have them written here. I had a departure non-type, superficial non-type, and circumstantial non-type. So there's three different non-types. It's not enough just to say not type. Well, what do you mean? Let's start with departure non-type. What is a departure non-type?
Okay, the departure non-type is the guy you don't usually go for. So I always go for bad boys. He's too nice. That's the departure non-type. Or I always go for extroverts. He's a little shy and quiet. So it's just someone who isn't usually, he possesses the opposite qualities of the kind of person you usually like and date.
So you're in a new comfort level, or you're out of your comfort level when you go out with a departure non-type because you've never gone for that kind of guy before.
Yeah, and you don't stop to think logically, well, if I keep, you know, dating the extroverts or the guys like this and it doesn't work, why wouldn't I try something new? You never stop to think that.
Sure.
But
it takes an assessment. Let's talk about, I think her name was Nancy in the book, who wouldn't date someone who lived over, you know, above 14th Street, right? And someone who didn't wear like cool shoes. And you said to her, well, how's that working out for you? The cool shoes. He's got cool shoes, but he doesn't treat you properly.
Right.
I think the end result with Nancy is she dated someone who did live above 14th Street or whatever happened to Nancy.
Nancy, actually, the guy, I tried to set her up with a friend. I'm not a matchmaker like you,
right.
But I tried to just help her out, set her up with someone, and she wouldn't go out with him because he lived uptown. He thanked his lucky stars that I didn't set him up with her because he's with a fantastic person. But the reason I gave that illustration is because this guy I tried to set her up with is a consultant. And she decided consultants are boring. Now, my friend is incredibly curious, interesting, adventurous. All these qualities, she didn't give him a chance to show, you know.
She wouldn't even meet him.
So we assigned all this criteria, all these qualities to people we haven't even met yet.
Sure.
And that was what happened with Nancy.
So if we were on a television show, we'd have Nancy's photo, and we would put underneath Nancy, Nancy's still looking for the guy who lives below 14th Street and wears cool shoes.
Yes.
And by herself. We have to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looking to meet Mr. and Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please join us starting Monday, May 2nd at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Please tune in and call as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. Thank you for listening this morning. We have a wonderful guest on today, Andrea Sirtash, who's an author, a columnist, a media personality, and someone who has lived her advice firsthand. And we're going to talk more about what she knows through her own experience, through the experience of the clients that she coaches, the workshops that she offers. And we have very similar knowledge base, because as a matchmaker, I hear a lot of these excuses. I hear a lot of these won'ts, you know, disguised as can'ts. And I get frustrated sometimes with wanting to help people who won't help themselves. And it really comes down to that, because some of the people I work with are their own worst enemies. Some clients say, Marnie, you think I should beat them? I'm there. Where and when? Tell me where I need to be and I'll go. And those are my favorite clients. And those are the clients that come out with results because they're motivated to do it. They know whatever they've been doing has not been working for them or they wouldn't come to me. And for the listeners out there, my clients are wonderful people. I wouldn't take a client who can't get a date. Right. These are people just like everyone we know. Some of my friends are my clients, yeah. But they know they need outside input to wake them up a little bit. And you talk about waking up in your book, because I'm doing the same thing and it's not working for me. Yeah. So someone who will suggest, try something new. They're very resistant, but what do you have to lose?
Yeah. And I always say, you know, one of my big relationship principles is you can't have intimacy without vulnerability. you will feel uncomfortable when you get outside your comfort zone. You will feel uncomfortable when you take a risk, but anything, we know this through our lives, jobs, we look at other areas of your lives and the risks you've taken and the rewards that have come. So you don't have to feel exactly perfectly aligned and comfortable. It doesn't mean that it's not the right leap to make.
Sure. And you mentioned in your book, even if your first adventure into the non-type doesn't yield a chemistry or connection, it doesn't mean that's not the right path. Don't write it off. And I've heard people do this. Oh, I dated someone with kids and it was impossible and I was very unhappy. So, you know, he wasted my time. So I'm not going to meet anyone else who has kids again. Well, that if you went to one Italian restaurant and you didn't like the food, would you never go out to an Italian restaurant
exactly.
again? It's such bad logic.
And there are such smart people saying it. That's what's shocking because, the logic, there's
very faulty.
Fallacious argument.
And I hear that. And I think that is just, it's like they want to justify quitting, like you say in your book. They want to justify it so they make it make sense for themselves.
It's easier, actually.
It's easier. Now let's go back to our non-types. We have two others you talked about in the book. Superficial non-type.
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
So that is, he does not add up on my checklist for completely superficial reasons. I like a certain height. I like a certain hair color. I like a certain look. Or I like a guy to make this much money. It's all just superficial criteria. He does not add up because he doesn't have the right job or the right look.
That's a common one. And honestly, that's the one I see the most. Not so much extrovert, introvert, although I can see that. It's, well, I want to wear my highest heels and still have him tower over me, coming from girls who are 5'2 or 5'1, or the money issue. They make a lot of money, so they want someone to match it. And I'd love to hear your thoughts about the money issue, because I'm sure being in New York, you work with a lot of successful women.
Absolutely.
Tell me what you think about that requirement to have the guy match them or exceed them.
Again, I think money and looks are very dynamic factors to invest in. They can easily change. So when I work with women who say, I want a successful man, I ask them to define success. You know, I say in the book, I thought I wanted to be with a man who made six figures. I'm happier with the guy who's home by six, because it's success to me is not just about financial, income. That said, I totally understand. A lot of women want to be, with someone who can pay bills. And, so the question I would ask is not what does his bank account look like? It's how is he with money? What's his relationship with money? Is it healthy? Is he generous? You can be a multimillionaire and be very selfish and cheap. And you can be, have a kind of nice, modest job and be a wonderful provider because you're smart with money.
Sure. And going back to their relationship with money or how they treat money, it's how you are together as a team.
Exactly.
Because part of the, beautiful thing about a successful woman is she's not relying on the guy to buy the nice apartment or do X, Y, and Z. You can do it together. And the statistic that I never heard before, which I saw in your book, that a third of the working women in the United States out-earn their husbands. Mm-hmm. And as women get more and more, higher education and higher degrees, JDs, MBAs, et cetera, that's bound to happen. But if you're putting that on your list, and the hour goes so fast, you have to read the book to talk about what Andrea suggests putting on your list and keeping off your list and the different types of lists that you can make. And it's really a valuable chapter. So buy the book. But talking about the income aspect for a moment, when you want someone to match your income on your list, match your looks on your list, match your character, match your background, you're looking for essentially yourself.
That's very boring.
Yeah, very boring.
and creepy, I would add.
and not necessary, ultimately, to your happiness. Because people are saying, well, I've been told and I see it is necessary. There are so many examples to defy that. And this isn't an income thing. This is a superficial non-type example. But your mother.
Yes.
You mentioned that she married her superficial non-type, not in the income, but in the height. And I'm lumping them all together because in the end, they're all not reasons to find happiness or not find happiness. Yeah. They should be thrown by the wayside. Explain to our listeners who haven't read the book yet, what happened with your mom?
So my mom is a tall woman. She's about 5'10". Actually, as she's gotten older, she's shrunk a little bit, and now she's probably my father's height, ironically, but he was a little shorter than her, and she said, I would never the nevers come out a lot. I would never date someone under 6 feet because I don't want to wear flats to my own wedding. That was her rationale. You know?
So, for one day of your life, I'm going to rule out this
exactly.
person.
Exactly. But she really liked being around him. And so she ended up with him. There's another woman in the book also, tall woman who wouldn't be with a guy who was of a certain height. And I again, and she talks about it really... to my point before, it's about the value. What I said, what was it? Why did you want to be with a guy who's tall? Well, tall men, I feel protected. Like you said, I felt protected with them. Well, is height a requirement for that? I mean, you can be with a guy who's 6'8" and treat you like crap.
Sure.
And you will feel very insecure and unprotected with him. So we really have to go deeper with our reasons for choosing those criteria.
It's really true. I think if any of the people who are stuck on some of these superficial criteria went to a therapist and really explored it, they would find that there's a lot more going on. Maybe it's the approval of society or proving they can get that person who on paper is going to look like, you know, when they go back to their college or high school reunions, you know, they have the prize. Mm-hmm. But is the prize someone who is tall and makes money, or the prize is someone who really is concerned about your well-being, who cares when you're not happy, when things are not going right for you? Mm-hmm. And those are things that don't make the list a lot.
They don't make the list. They're not always right. apparent to other people, but people will know when you seem happy.
Sure. And that's the telltale
exactly.
sign.
How many perfect couples do we know who seem miserable?
Sure.
And let me just say quickly, if you meet a guy who looks fantastic on paper, it's really rich and good looking and makes you feel good, power to you.
Sure.
I'm not saying it can't come in that
right.
package.
You're not going to say, oh, this guy is too beautiful, wonderful,
no.
I mean, handsome, you know, wonderful. I can't go out with him because he's my type.
No.
You know, that would be taking this book to the other level, which is not intended. It's just, if he comes that way, great. And honestly, if you can get that type, exactly.
It
like
makes
you, said,
you feel great.
Go
great.
For it.
Go
but
for
if
it.
You're not getting that quote unquote type, if that's not who you're having success with, then that's the reason to get. And that's a really important point that you just made. There's nothing to say that, you know, handsome men who are 6 feet, who have great jobs, who are smart, who are, you know, catch on the objective societal's term of catch, can also be catches, loving, supportive partners.
Absolutely.
Right. But it's don't rule out the other people who might not seem like that. I think that's where I come into it as a matchmaker. Be open-minded.
Just
go
be
out with
open.
That guy.
Get rid of the idea of type altogether so you're not assigning criteria to people you haven't met yet.
Sure. And you make that point too, I think, with the superficial criteria when you talk about choosing your friends.
Yeah.
Would you choose a friend because he or she is not tall enough or pretty enough? Would you choose a friend because they don't make enough money? That wouldn't even come into your, hopefully, into your mindset. And when you're choosing your partner on some level, you're choosing a friend because you're choosing who you want to spend the bulk of your time with.
Yep.
So it's why would you apply different criteria to the other people in your world, to someone who's equally important in that level of deep connection? Mm-hmm. And I think you make that point and you illustrate it even better in the book, but it's like, stop and think. Mm-hmm. You have to get our listeners, the readers, you know, that we're going to, I feel like I'm going to start a campaign, but stop and think about why you're making the choices. And does it serve you properly?
Mm-hmm.
I think we have another quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with Love in the Morning with Marnie Galison.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of.
212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
Welcome back. You're listening to Love in the Morning. I'm your host, Barney Gallison, and we have our guest on today, Andrea Sirtash. Before the commercial break, we were talking about her book about dating outside your type, dating your non-type, and we had talked about two of the three non-types that Andrea mentions. First, the departure type. Then we spoke about the superficial non-type. And fortunately, Andrea's mom dated her superficial non-type, or else she would not be here and we would lose out on this wonderful person in our world. And there are many people that she mentions in her book, he's just not your type, and that's a good thing, who dated outside their superficial non-type. And as we were talking about in the commercial break, how do you get people to realize to move past these barriers? And our response was,
through examples. I mean, you hear enough stories of women who say they're happily married, happily partnered with people they would have written off had it stayed on paper.
Sure. So. And when you keep hearing it, as you do, you make your hammer in your point, you start to understand, well, there's got to be something to this.
I'm going
to
say something. Yeah, I'm going to actually say that this story is more common than I married my perfect type.
Right. And we've talked about that on other programs. Yes. I've mentioned that. Most people have said this person was not my type.
Yeah. So that it's incredibly common. Just interview your friends and family and you'll
see. Sure. Great advice. Let's talk about the last one in our final segment, circumstantial non-type. What do you mean by that?
So your circumstantial non-type is the guy who may have all the qualities you think you're looking for, but his circumstances don't add up. He lives across the country. He may be divorced with kids. He's just a friend. He works with you. All the reasons because of circumstances that you may have ruled him out is what's preventing you from making the leap and considering it.
Sure. And that some of those circumstances may be temporary. You can move from a different city to another. Kids, obviously, that's a permanent situation. And you talk about that in your book. You have to make sure you can handle whatever situation is. But why rule out someone who could be the love of your life because of something that has nothing to do with the person?
Yes.
Just has to do with how you found them at that point in time.
Exactly.
And I'm living proof. I mean, I talk about my boyfriend's also a good sport, but I haven't made it nationwide yet about he's my non-type. But I would never have considered him under normal circumstances. And you make the comment in your book that most of these people find their partners by accident. And that might be stumbling upon, as I did with my boyfriend, through a business lunch or some other way. Obviously, coming to a matchmaker is not necessarily an accident, but I'm going to accidentally put you on a date with your non-type.
Exactly.
And push your limits.
Yeah, so. It's an accident, but your mindset, your perspective, and where you are in life, you have to be open to have that accident.
Sure. You have to put that energy out there.
Exactly.
So in our last few minutes, there's so much advice that you give in your book that we could never cover in 1 hour. So I'd love for you to come back on again sometime if you're potentially after you write your book is written, after you have your official go of your next book. And I think it's called Cheat on Your Husband with Your Husband.
Yeah, Cheat on Your Husband with Your Husband. So How to Date Your Spouse is my new book.
And that book is already in print.
It's in print.
And how can people find it?
It's now available in pre-order. It's coming out in September. But of course, if you pre-order, it's cheaper now. So you can get it online. And then it will be in major bookstores across the country come fall.
So people can get it on Amazon.com?
Amazon or Barnes & Noble or Borders. Or they can go to my website, which is my name, AndreaSirtash.com, which... not so user friendly to spell, but we can cover that.
Andrea, the normal spelling of
yes.
Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A. The last name is S-Y-R-T-A-S-H. AndreaSirtash.com.
Yes, I have all the links up there.
Great. So anyone who's listening who wants to find out more about Andrea, her background, you can just go onto her website and pre-order the book. Just in the last couple of minutes, how did you get the thought to write this book, Cheat on Your Husband with Your Husband? And what does your husband think about it?
He loves it.
I'm sure.
I realized that, and this is where I'll say, daters ask me fantastic questions about how to stay interested in people they're with. And I wasn't getting the same questions all the time from married people. And I thought, wow, we can learn something from daters, actually.
Sure, that's
that
a great
we still need to
comment.
Flirt. We still need to engage. We still need to have curiosity. Our partnerships still need to keep us surprised and interested. So this book is really about how to stay in a fun, fulfilling marriage. And again, as a journalist, I included a lot of research, a lot of case studies to make my point.
And that I'm sure I can't wait to read it. I'm sure it's very effective because, again, you're talking with other couples about what they've experienced and how they've managed, you know, to add more passion into their love life, their marriage, more communication, whatever the issue is. And again, these often these comments are not they're universal. You know, they're, you haven't maybe recreated the wheel with this book,
right,
but you're putting it in a format that, again, through example, people can learn. And in your style of writing, I think, really makes it very easy to digest, but very effective with the message. So
thank you. Yeah. And one quick thing that's similar in both books is no one completes you. Forget Jerry Maguire's "You Complete Me."
Right.
So in both books, I'm saying to the woman, you have to be whole, happy, fulfilled, connected to your passions if you want to find passion with someone else. And that is consistent in both. It starts with you. Effective relationships always start with you.
And on that great note, we have to conclude our program today, unfortunately, but I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you so much for listening. Of course, feel free again to go to sunnyatnoon.com to learn more about me and what I do as a professional matchmaker in New York. Feel free to go to the Talking Alternatives fan page on Facebook and like it so you can stay updated. And of course, feel free to check out Andrea's website and read her books because you're definitely going to learn something and enjoy the read. Thanks so much. Have a wonderful week. Speak to you, hear you next Monday.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please join us starting Monday, May 2nd at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Please tune in and call as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. my firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
TalkingAlternative.com.